Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Questions, the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Steph Broadbridge.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for coming on. How are we?
Oh, so good. I'm very excited.
That's good. Are you excited by quizzes?
I'm excited to be invited on a podcast.
Great. Okay. Is this one of your first podcasts that you've been on? Because they do get less exciting.
It's the first one that I've had to know things.
That's true. Or actually, history has proven not true. it seems that many of our guests are actually bereft of knowledge. But you're hoping to change that today, do you think? What are you hoping for? 10 questions?
I'm hoping for 10. Yeah.
Setting the stakes pretty high. Was that what you were getting in school? Were you high distinction sort of level at school?
No. I was more like, Steph is a conscientious student. That was my vibe.
Getting a lot of citizenship awards?
Yeah.
which school did you go to?
I went to Chatswood High.
Great. And what did they – so no citizenship awards there. What did they have instead?
We had an alley that you could smoke in.
So Steph is here to win a prize if you get 10 out of 10, which is the pride of having won 10 out of 10 questions. But – it's not just you answering these questions. We also have a brains trust here to assist. And let's meet them now. First of all, we have a Brit. It's been a while since we've had a Brit. We have a British person on, a film critic who's currently trapped in mud. Hello, Hank.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I'm currently up to my ankles, but it's difficult for me to budge.
Right. And so where is this mud? First of all, are you okay? Are you okay to do the show even though you're stuck in the mud?
I'm mildly distressed, but stiff upper lip and all that, you know, keep calm and carry on. I'm fine. I'll keep you updated. The mud is currently localised to my ankles, and I'm sure if I keep an eye on it, it should be right.
And are you outside? Are you inside? Where is this mud?
Oh, well, I'm outside. I was on my way to review the new Avatar film, The Way of Water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you got stuck in some watery ground.
You're pointing out the irony of the situation. I'm not ready to laugh about it. I'm not ready to see the humour in it.
Mm-hmm. And so, sorry, I got focused on the mud earlier, but you're a film critic, which is really more core to who you are, I guess, and the fact that you're ankle deep in mud right now.
Oh, there's more to me than being a film critic. You say it's core to who I am, but I do have other things going on, but that is my 9 to 5. Or, you know, some films, of course, at different times of the day. So my job, right, you could say, if it's a matinee, it's more of a 10 to 12:30 sort of job.
And if we call it a 10 to 12:30, what do you do for your 1 to 9?
Well, 1 to 9, I'll practice reviewing, and I've got my own podcast, so I'll practice doing the podcast, and then I'll do the podcast for real as well.
Oh, you do some practice sessions.
Yeah, you got to practice because you want to make sure that your voice is nice and clear and you've got a good melody, the melody of the voice and all that. So I want to make sure I come across as someone people want to listen to.
Yeah, and you also want to make sure you have all the info at the top of the show as well.
That's right, yeah. Make sure you know who the director is of Avatar 2.
Yeah. So Hank is here to assist you today, which is exciting, Steph.
Great. Yeah.
But the Brains Trust does not end there. We also have, love dealing with these people. We have a real estate agent with us. It's a big hello to Jaundice.
Hello. Oh,
so you sound tired, Jaundice. Are you okay? Is it a busy time for you at the moment?
Oh, it's very busy. It has been very busy. I'm glad that I'm not the only one in a kind of location predicament. I am lost. I am lost in the house at the moment.
You're lost in a house.
So I found, I'm pretty small and I sell luxury real estate. And the problem is when I come and I show people these houses, they come in and they get so excited at the start of the tour that they rush off. They start running around looking at the bedrooms and I get left behind. I'm completely lost in this house for 2 days. Yeah.
So what can you see right now? What are you looking at right now?
I see a printer, mm-hmm. a lot of printers, actually.
You see any mud, you make sure you avoid any mud that you might encounter, okay? Keep your eyes on the floor in case any wet dirt is there that could trap your feet.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no, I wouldn't be selling muddy floors. I sell luxury real estate, please. Hank, was it?
Yeah.
Please, Hank, I'm a professional.
Sorry.
Well, Steph, are you ready to lower your expectations from 10 out of 10?
Yeah, I'm worried they're going to be a bit distracted by their sort of current situations, but hopefully they focus.
Yeah, let's push on. Question number one. Author of All American Girl, Meg Cabot? Carbot? Carbo? C-A-B-O-T. Author of All American Girl, Meg Cabot, also wrote which young adult mega hit, which was made into two movies by Walt Disney Pictures. Does that, firstly, Steph, does that ring any bells? All American Girl?
No, doesn't. No,
are you into young adult fiction? Did you read Tomorrow When the War Began?
I'm not into any of those things.
Young adults or fiction.
Or Americans or girls. Hate them all.
okay. Well, maybe the Brains Trust then could assist. Jaundice, you've often got books in real estate. When I walk in there, they're often sort of laid out like cooking books in the kitchen or like in like home offices. They'll always be like old leather-bound, original-looking editions. What about young adult? Do you leave any young adult fiction lying around in real estate?
No, the kind of people who are buying houses, you know, they're a bit past that demographic.
Who are the kind of people that are buying houses? Because it all seems very expensive.
Oh, it is. I mean, especially in luxury real estate. I'm mostly selling to celebrities. I'm mostly selling to, you know, real high-profile people. I couldn't even really drop a lot of names, you know, but every now and then.
You're not allowed to tell us? Can you give us a hint about who you've sold some property to?
Well, perhaps a first winner of Australian Idol profile might come across my desk. There's all kinds of Australian celebrities. I can think of so many beyond that. it's hard to drop names. You know, I don't want to be unprofessional.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But they're not into. Yeah, so Guy Sebastian isn't into young adult fiction, is what you're saying.
I myself can't read, so I mostly pick books for the for the look of them. We like to get those leather-bound books you mentioned, those big, thick cookbooks, you know, books that just look nice on display.
Mm. And, Hank, before film, did you review the written word or were you straight to film?
I'm a visual sort of guy, so I much prefer the mise-en-scène of film. The mise-en-scène of a book is not as attractive to me. Quick mud update. Can I give you a quick mud update? It's currently up to my shin, so we're midway up the shins at the moment. So, I'm still not distressed. I'm still pretty calm, but just letting you know.
That was really helpful, guys.
Yeah.
Do you want? I've got an answer potentially. Yeah, I could help. So I took a few hints because I do have a Disney Plus subscription to keep myself, in the game. You said All American Girl, and that made me think of what other films have "girl" in the title that have two films. And there's one that came to mind, My Girl, which also has a sequel, which is called My Girl 2: The New Batch of Bees. So that one
My Girl.
Yep. Okay.
so My Girl is an option available to you there, Steph. It does say that it was a young adult mega hit, and I've not heard of My Girl before.
No, but I have heard of My Girl 2, so let's lock that in.
Okay. We'll put My Girl. Question number two. Criss Cross, famous for the 1992 hit Jump, was famous for what unusual fashion trend? Are you into fashion, Steph? Is that a big part of your life?
It's a huge part of my life. As a female comedian, I dress exclusively in Gorman. It's one of the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It must be block colour. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Yes. But I don't know. I'm torn between pants Criss-cross. Or some kind of jewellery. Mm-hmm. Was it a clock? Yeah. Did he do the clock?
Okay. Are you thinking of Flavor Flav?
Yes.
With the time, the big clock hanging around the neck?
Yes, I am.
You might be thinking of Flavor Flav. But clearly, early 90s hip-hop fashion was very important. What was the unusual fashion trend that Criss Cross was famous for? Fashion also very important to real estate agents. There's a certain style you must stick to, right? You cannot divert from it at all.
Absolutely. In every house, you got to have a dead animal. If you're going to buy luxury real estate, you got to have some kind of big rug made out of some kind of rare animal. I think Criss Cross might have been walking around maybe a fox over the shoulder, maybe a tasteful fox. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're following, that's the number one rule that I say to all my clients.
I've been to a few home opens, but I've never seen any dead animals on the real estate agents.
You're going to the wrong place. My luxury houseboats, we have an animal
house
in every
boats,
room.
Did you say?
Yeah, real estate. Yeah, luxury houseboats.
I thought you sold luxury houses. Luxury houseboats.
Yeah, that's my field.
Oh, so your real estate is sort of a floating, it's a boat.
Well, yeah, they're houses. They're...
Well, I mean, are they? They're sort of more.
It's a floating mecca, yeah.
Oh, I've always thought of a houseboat as, you know, like up and down the Murray. Is that where you sell houseboats?
No, I've got them running up and down Sydney Harbour. I'm getting a lot of phone calls about it, but it's very luxurious.
Houseboats.
Mm. I do actually have an answer for this one, if you are interested.
Great. You're a big fashion fan, are you, Hank?
Well, it's not so much fashion, it's more about a lot of films feature a soundtrack, and I like to listen to the soundtrack to films so I can feel like I'm transported back to the first experience and the first time that I watch that film. And Criss Cross are on a lot of soundtracks where they want to create an exuberant vibe. And I'm familiar with the two young boys, and they wore their trousers backwards. Mm-hmm. They wore their trousers backwards.
Wore trousers backwards is an option available to you. You want to lock that in, Steph?
I think I'd like to combine both and say that he wore a tasteful fox backwards.
Wore a tasteful fox backwards. I'll lock in. Yeah. Wore a tasteful. I don't remember it ever being tasteful, but. I wore a tasteful fox backwards. Question number three. The U.S. National Ignition Facility has announced that it recently achieved ignition. What does that mean? The U.S. National Ignition Facility announced that it has achieved ignition. What does that mean? I've never heard of the U.S. National Ignition Facility before. Steph, have you?
I have not. I have heard of the word ignition before in relation to fires, I think.
Okay, so maybe it's yes.
fire related.
So your immediate thought would be it's a light.
It's nationally on fire, yes.
The US is on fire. Okay.
Nationally, yes.
So we'll see if the Brains Trust can assist us any further than that.
Well,
firstly, check in with Hank. How's the mud? You was at the shins before. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's just above the knee. Just above the knee, in much the way that if you were in a wading pool, that you'd go, oh, this is quite pleasant because I haven't reached my genitals yet and therefore I haven't got a shock to the system in terms of the cold. But this is meaning now.
Great. And well, is the mud cold?
It's a chilly mud. It's a British mud, so it's a bit colder than your average Australian mud. But what I regret is not trying to be a little bit more ambitious before getting out when it was at ankle depth, and now I'm realising that I might be in for it now. It might be too late. Like I tried to reach to a tree, and there's a tree just ahead of me, and I tried to grab a branch, but it broke off. It was a brittle tree, much in the way a lot of British trees tend to be.
It's winter there too, isn't it?
Yeah, all right. It's cold.
And it's about 3 a.m, I think, as well.
Yeah, I'm on my way to Avatar. I wanted to be first in line, you see. But, yeah, so the question was about ignition. And the first thing that comes to mind, and it's coming off the back of Chris Cross, is the hip-hop artist who's now in jail. We had a remix to Ignition, but I don't think that they have achieved that because he was way ahead of them. Could it be about fusion, potentially? You might be aware that Christopher Nolan has a movie coming out soon about nuclear power, and that made me think of it.
Right, okay, so something about fusion. Jaundice, you sell a lot of houseboats. Have you sold any national ignition facilities before?
Oh, my goodness. I got to tell you, no. But I'm wondering if it could be related to... Oh,
damn.
I wonder if it could be related to this boat thing because, you know, you need much more ignition in a boat than you do in a regular house, in a car, in a bike, in a horse.
Sorry, did you say this boat thing?
Sorry, that's what we call it in the business.
Are you referring to your industry?
No, this is my calling. This is my passion.
All right.
Well, lately, because I just keep getting lost. I keep wandering off and getting lost.
That's right. You've lost on the boat. So
it's becoming a bit of a train.
Okay.
I've had a few people come up and try and help me.
Well, some people have come out and tried to help you?
Yeah. I've got a few people. They all seem to be wearing kind of similar funny little outfits. I think maybe they come to clean the house or something. I'm trying to find an exit, but it's getting very lost.
Okay, well, we'll check back in there in a moment. So US National Ignition Facility has announced it achieved ignition. What does that mean? Something about fusion? Felt like an answer was forcing its way out there earlier. What do you reckon, Steph?
Yeah, I think the facility is on fire.
Okay, we'll put it's on fire.
I don't want to be a bother that's sort of against my whole deal, but I feel like I'm sort of being overlooked in my...
All right, we'll move on then. Question number 4. What event led to the ban on dancing in Footloose? What event led to the ban on dancing in Footloose? Not to be overlooked, Hank, you're a film reviewer. You ever review Footloose?
It's actually before my time. Before I got into film reviewing, I was a member of Neighbourhood Watch, so that took up most of my time. But I do recall seeing this one. I've seen both the theatrical adaptation and the film, and it's quite tragic, actually, because what led to the ban in dancing was that some of the kids from the town went to another town and they were drinking and dancing and they had a car accident and they all died. And then John Lithgow was like, excuse me, no more dancing. And Gavin Macon was like, dancing is not a crime. So,
So do you want to put car accident, Steph?
No, I actually know the answer to this one.
Oh, you know?
Yeah, it was the COVID pandemic.
I'll cross out car accident. I'll put COVID.
The year doesn't match up. This film was made in the 80s.
No,
Question number five. What are the first names of the four members of ABBA? Now, Jaundice, you spent a lot of time on Houseboats. I imagine you listen to a lot of ABBA.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that a lot of the songs were written sort of autobiographically. I'm pretty sure it's Fernando is one of the men. There's Waterloo, Mama and Mia. Oh, yeah.
So Fernando, Waterloo, Mama and Mia are options available to you.
Yeah. That's
which is what they named one of the movies, isn't it? Mama Mia. Did you see that one, Hank?
Yeah. And the sequel is called Here We Go Again, which I find is a fun way to give a subtitle to a film because you know what you're in for. You go, all right, you know.
Yeah.
Avatar 2 is subtitled Way of Water, and you go, okay, it doesn't really give me much to go on, but here we go again. You go, I know exactly. I'm gonna have a. It's gonna be a romp. I can get ready for a romp. But little check-in. Excuse me, Mrs. Real Estate Person Jaundice. Who are the men on the boat? Because I've got quite engaged in the plot so far, and I want to know what's going on, because I feel like we're entering Act 2, and Act 2 is usually the call to adventure.
Yeah, we don't want to run out of time, do we?
Yeah, look, I'm a little bit embarrassed, actually. I was wondering what all these uniformed people were doing here in the houseboat. I have wandered into an office works. I think I did find my way off the ferry, and I've.
So when you said that they were dressed in funny little outfits,
yeah, they've got these little blue shirts, kind of
polo shirts is what you meant, yeah.
Little blue guys,
yeah. Kind of like Avatar, guys. Yeah, blue guys. Yeah. But what are the first names of the four members of ABBA?
Yeah.
They're called the Na'vi in Avatar, and this whole episode is being sponsored by Avatar 2, The Way of Water. So I actually have an answer for this, because I reckon it's a code much in the way of Dan Brown's movie, The Da Vinci Code, that maybe that each letter of ABBA is maybe the first letter of their name. So maybe you could go A for Alan, B for Balin, et cetera. You figure it out.
Okay.
Do you want to figure it out, Steph?
I'm just trying to think of Swedish sounding names that start with those letters.
I feel like starting with Alan and Balin and then saying and et cetera is tricky because you've just got another B and an A. So you're really going Alan.
Yeah,
Balin,
okay. So let's.
Alan.
That's great, actually. So let's go with two of them are called Alan and two of them are called Balin.
I'll put Alan Balin times two.
Great.
That's probably what got them together in the first place. They were like, well, this is a natural fit. Quick mud update. We're in belly button territory. This mud has synced up beautifully with the questions.
Oh. It has, hasn't it?
Oh, it's a very quick mud.
Question number six. What is the name of the Avatar sequel? Question number six. What is the name of the Avatar sequel?
Oh, pick me! Pick me for this one! I know it!
Jaundice, have you seen the first Avatar?
Yeah, I haven't. The only movie I've seen is 102 Dalmatians, but
You skipped the first one? You skipped 101 Dalmatians? How did you know what was happening?
I just wanted to see more Dalmatians. I didn't really pay much attention to the plot. I just thought whichever one has the most in there. I had a Blockbuster gift card. I could only rent one. And I'm glad.
You sort of walked in and you said, what have you got in the way of Dalmatians?
Yeah, I said, I clocked it in my peripheral. I said, 101 Dalmatians, is that all? And then the helpful teenager behind another little kind of blue guy said, no, I can do you one better.
Wow.
And I've been grateful to him ever since.
But you haven't seen Avatar then?
No. But I've had a bit of a spoiler throughout this conversation. I'm pretty sure it's Here We Go Again. Is that right? I want to give full credit to Hank for this one. It's Avatar 2, Here We Go Again.
Yeah. Would you like to lock in Avatar 2, Here We Go Again, Steph?
I think I know this one as well. Yeah. I believe it's Avatar 2, Pig in the City.
Oh.
Avatar 2. Big in the city.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'll lock that in. No more advice needed. Question number seven. What is the time on every official photo of an iPhone and why? So if you see a photo of an iPhone in an ad for Apple, it's apparently it's always the same time. What is it and why is it that time?
I've got a response for this. If I mean, I didn't interrupt in the last one because I wanted to be polite, as my mother brought me up to be. But I'm going to go with whodunit rules for this one, because if you watch a whodunit, sometimes what will happen is the victim's watch will break at time of the murder, you see. And that means that you can go, oh, they died at this time. So I'm going to assume that the iPhone time is at a specific time because that's when Steve Jobs was murdered.
And what time was Steve Jobs murdered, Hank?
Wait, was that the question? Did I have to know the time as well?
We need the time and the reason, yeah.
Oh, the time and the reason. Oh, gosh, that sounds like a soundtrack title. I'm going to go with my favourite time, which was probably about 2:30, because that's one of the most funny times, because it's the time that you have to go to the dentist.
Great. So do you want to put 2:30 because that's when Steve Jobs was murdered?
Definitely.
Oh,
definitely.
Finally, yeah. One was chosen just as the man reaches Mandibles.
Question number 8. Azalea Banks is refusing to tour Australia again, saying, this place makes me... what?
Who's that?
Is Azalea Banks ringing any bells for the Brains Trust?
Oh, yeah. 212. I love a song referencing an area code. You know, it's kind of my vibe.
Right. Is that what it's referencing?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's New York or something. You know, not my area of expertise, but still, you know, location.
Well, there's a lot of Lux listings in New York. You've never thought to head over there and sell some of the New York-based houseboats?
Well, it would be a dream. It would be a dream if they would just let me in.
Oh, you've committed a crime and you can't get into America?
A crime is being generous.
Oh, you got a bit of a backstory there.
There's a reason that I sell movable land.
Yes, boat, or as I call them, movable land.
You know, that boat thing.
But Azalea Banks is refusing to tour Australia again, saying, this place makes me what?
I don't know who this Azalea Banks is, okay? I know a few things. I know about banks, that where you go get money in and out, and also banks is where the mud is and where you can get trapped because the water meets the shore at the bank, and then you put 2 feet in, and before you know it, it's up to your armpits.
Is that where it is now?
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm actually quite resolute because I've still got my arms above my head. So I've tried to wave at a few passers-by, but because it's Britain, they don't quite like being waved at, so they've taken that as quite an offence.
But Azalea Banks is refusing to tour Australia again, saying, this place makes me something.
Yeah.
Makes me sick? Does that sound...
I think the answer is something.
Okay, I'll lock in something. Question number 9. What were the 5 ministries Scott Morrison secretly held when he was at the top of his game? Hank, do you follow Australian politics?
Well, I try and get all my pop culture through film, and this has not been covered in any film or media or content yet, but I am familiar with ministries featured in film. So you've got the Ministry of Magic from the Harry Potter universe. You've got MI6 from the James Bond universe. You've got the Ministry of Sound, which have featured on multiple soundtracks as well. So those are just 3 ministries that come to mind. So maybe Ministry of Magic. But of course, we know from the Harry Potter films that the Ministry of Magic did get up to no good when it had the wrong leadership. So that's worth noting as well.
Well, there's a couple of options for you, Steph. The Ministry of Sound, the Ministry of Magic. What was the other one? Sorry, Hank, I forgot in the middle.
The MI6. Ministry of MI6. I don't know what that's called. What's that? Ministry of what? Is that Ministry of Dame
What about Judy you, Jaundice?
Dench?
The five ministries that Scott Morrison held
okay.
when he was at the top of his game. Are you looking at politics a lot? I mean, it must deeply concern you, what with all the franking credits and the negative gearing and all these things. It must be close to your heart, this sort of political game, because it's so close to your business, you know, that boat thing.
Absolutely, all that bird stuff and the franking credits, which are frankly doing my head in. I think I'm familiar with these ministries. I'm pretty sure it's seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling. I think that's all five of them. I think that's the key ministries.
Great. The Minister of Smelling.
Yeah. So Ministry of Sound was on point earlier.
Steph, does any of that help?
I think it was the five that gave it away for me. And, so it was the five village people. So there was the cowboy, the leather one, the Indian one that was quite problematic. Then I think there was a welder and...
Mm-hmm. Who was the last one?
What was the fifth one? Gosh. Hawaiian Fishmonger, guy? Oh, could have been fishmonger.
I'm going to put fishmonger.
Okay.
Question number 10. Final question. That's exciting. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that means the mud's up to my neck.
What fruit appears on the first level of Pac-Man? Now, Hank, I can't see you anymore, but are you still there?
Yeah, it's we're at chin territory, so I'm just going to... I'm making sure that I breathe nice and... Just taking, make sure I take deep breaths so if I have to go under that I can maybe survive until help arrives. So
I've lost Hank completely. Maybe has the mud engulfed him, do we
think? I think he's fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll push on.
I don't know whether it's the mud that's going to get me or just being generally ignored.
What fruit appears on the first level of Pac-Man? Did you play a lot of Pac-Man, Jaundice? You get down to the arcades very much?
Oh, yeah. That's my life. I'm pretty sure it's a grapefruit.
Okay.
First level, grapefruit, you reckon?
Yeah. It's the little red things. Little red things on the stick. I think it's a grapefruit tree.
Oh.
A little grapefruit tree is an option available to you. Did you ever play Pac-Man, Steph?
I've seen other people play it. And I always thought they were cherries, so that's crazy. So it's a grapefruit.
Oh, yeah, because you can see they're almost as big as his body.
Of course. Okay, great.
So do you want to put grapefruit then?
Grapefruit tree.
Yeah, put the whole tree because it's got the stem.
Oh, sorry, I'll put...
Yeah,
it's got the stem, yeah.
Oh, I really hope Hank's okay.
I'll put grapefruit tree. Hank, we can't hear you. Are you under the mud there? Are you okay?
Can you reach a tree branch?
Okay, nothing from Hank. Any grapefruit trees around you could grab? Nothing. Okay. Well, that's 10 questions anyway. How do you feel you did, Steph?
I'm very confident, yeah.
Very confident. 10 out of 10 still.
Maybe 9, but I'd be up there.
Okay. Well, let's find out. Question number 1 was... Oh, he's gone. maybe he'll jump back in a second. But to be honest, I don't have time. We have to power on. Question number 1 was...
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Author of All American Girl, Meg Cabo, also wrote which young adult mega hit, which was made into 2 films, by Walt Disney Pictures. You said My Girl, but the answer was Princess Diaries.
Oh.
Can you hear that gurgling mud? Hank, is that you?
I did manage to reach a vine. Often in these sort of situations, if you find a vine, you can pull yourself out. But it's quite a brittle vine, so I'm just going to see how long the vine will let me hang on until where I get to do plugs, because I've got my podcast to plug.
All right, well, hang in there if you can. Question number two, Chris Cross, famous for the 1992 hit Jump, was famous for what unusual fashion trend? Mm-hmm. You said wore tasteful fox backwards, but was wearing clothes mm-hmm. backwards. Unfortunately. So no point there. Question number three. The US National Ignition Facility has announced it achieved ignition. What does that mean? You said it's on fire, mm-hmm. but it means it's achieved a reaction that generates more energy than it consumes, which I guess is perpetual energy. So no point there. What event led to the ban on dancing in Footloose? You said the COVID pandemic, but it was a car accident.
You see, there's a pattern here. A lot of these I knew, and I was ignored. And
question number five was: what are the first names of the four members of ABBA? You said Alan, Balan, Balan, and Alan, but it was Bjorn, Benny. Is it Agnetha and Frida?
Frida.
Yep. So no point there.
So close.
Question number six: what is the name of the Avatar sequel? You said Avatar 2: Pig in the City. But it's The Way of Water, which we heard almost on repeat through the first half of this pod. Question number seven, what is the time on every official photo of an iPhone and why? You said 2:30, which is when Steve Jobs was murdered, but it was 9:41 because it was 41 minutes into that keynote that Steve Jobs announced the iPhone. How deathly boring is that? Azalea Banks is refusing to tour Australia again, saying, this place makes me, you said something, but the answer was utterly miserable.
Well, that's accurate. That is something.
So no point there. Question number nine was, what were the five ministries Scott Morrison secretly held when he was at the top of his game? You said cowboy, leather one, Indian one that was problematic, welder, and fishmonger.
You got the policeman in there.
But it was health, finance, treasury, home affairs, and industry, science, energy, and resources.
Yep.
So no point there. And question number 10, what fruit appears on the first level of Pac-Man? You swerved cherry to lock in grapefruit tree, but it was cherry, giving you 0 out of 10.
Oh, no.
So hoping for 10, but really went the other way in the end and got the none, which is the first time that's ever happened.
Well, you know, 10's just a 0 with a 1 in the front of it. So
the eternal optimist.
Yeah.
Similar to Jaundice, the Eternal Optimist. Good luck with that boat thing, or Lux listings, as you call it.
Everything's going to be fine.
Thank you so much for your contribution today. I hope you find your way out of Officeworks.
Not looking good.
Because you've got so many boats to sell.
Yeah.
With high-profile clients as well. Like, who's some of the clients that you're working with right now?
You want me to name? I guess maybe a certain Harley of the Quinn variety. You know, might have come across my desk.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Harley of the Quinn. Any improvisers from Sydney that you've been working with?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, heaps. I've recently sold a small cargo container to one Juliet Ray Timmerman, probably the most famous improviser in Sydney. You guys might know her.
Mm, yeah, definitely.
Mm. Oh, amazing. Mm. A small cargo container. Mm. Wow, she is doing well.
Yeah, no, she likes to keep cozy.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Jaundice, and contributing to today's show.
Thank you so much. All the best with the boat thing.
And Hank, thank you so much as well for donating perhaps the last hours of your life.
Yeah,
To the show today, and doing what you could to get us off 0 out of 10. Unfortunately, you just weren't listened to there, were you?
Yeah, that's often my problem, but that's okay. I'm hoping that once I go down into the mud, that I might be able to go all the way through the earth and come out the other side. And so there is still hope for me yet.
Mm. Well, all the best with that. Do you have any film reviewer buddies that you could call for assistance to help you out of the mud?
Yeah, Yeah, I do actually. Actually, I've got my first guests on my podcast coming up. They're an improv duo called The Newlyweds. And I'm excited because they're doing Melbourne Comedy Festival, which I understand is coming up really soon. So you should check out The Newlyweds Improv on the Comedy Festival guide and on Instagram, and their friend Marcel, the comedian.
Oh, great. Okay.
Anyway, got to go.
I think we just lost Hank again. And Steph Broadbridge, congratulations on 0 out of 10.
Thank you.
Plenty of room for improvement, I guess, next time you come on the show.
Oh, yes. Or not.
True. True, actually. There's no room to get to, you can't get any worse. I guess that's something to hold on to.
Thank you. That's very kind of you to say.
And can we see you in anything or hear you anywhere or follow you anywhere in the near future, Steph? You're still on dying platform Twitter by chance?
I am on the dying platform Twitter. Yeah, just Steph Broadbridge. I'm also on the dying platform Instagram. Mm-hmm.
What about podcasts?
And creepily on TikTok. No podcast currently.
No podcast currently. Okay, great. Which circles us back to the top of the show. Thank you all so much for being here. Again, congratulations on 0 out of 10. That's Wax Quizzle this week. We'll see you next week. A goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.